Oh, yes. I've got lots of ideas about what to do with this one. I decide to move matters along a little. Maybe he is too shy to make the first move after all. I walk up to the bar. "Hey," I say, gesturing to his nearly empty glass and hazarding a guess at his drink of choice. "Jack Daniels?" I was right. It's always Jack Daniels. "Thanks." He doesn't smile back, but he takes the drink all right. "Well, that's students for you." "I'm Ash," he says, holding out his hand for me to shake. "Nina," I say simply, holding his hand for a fraction of a second. I saw the chunky silver name bracelet on his wrist suggesting a cool, camp, ironic touch, or a sense of humour I'm just not picking up on in person. There's an awkward silence, which I'm not sure how to handle. His signals are all over the place, staring at me, then sulking when I get up close. I can tell he's interested. Light hits the skin on his cheek and I see how soft it is. Oh, he's very young. He needs me to take charge. So I just come right out and say it. "I want your mouth on my tit," I say, and expect him to run away. If he does, I'm going to be really pissed off. And I'm going to have to head straight for the ladies and bring myself off, because there's something about this one that's got me extremely hot. Ash takes a step closer so that I can smell his breath and the lemony scent he's wearing. He smells fresh and clean. Nice. Slowly, he stretches his hand towards me. Although the built-in support of my halter top makes it complete guesswork, his long fingers locate my nipple instantly. I admire his hunter instinct. "I don't know if I can fit all that big, juicy tit in my mouth," he whispers, knuckles brushing the hardening nub of my nipple, and his voice is smooth and soft. "But we're going to have fun trying." We're out through the club door in seconds, and for once there's a taxi right outside, the orange for hire light a beacon, making my journey home to bed so much quicker. I grunt my address to the taxi driver, and Ash and I fall into the back seat, tangled up in each other. He comes to kiss me, and his kisses are urgent, masculine, searching, his tongue probing my mouth the way I want his cock to when we get home. He kisses expertly, leaving no corner of my mouth unexplored. I feel a dull ache of wanting between my legs, and my confidence in this boy's experience grows. I dig my fingers into the hollows of his ass. I'm desperate to free his dick. I can't wait to see his cock. What subtle hue will it have? How thick? How long? I pull back and check out his colouring. His mouth bears traces of my scarlet lipstick. A marked man. Pale skin, dark hair. I picture a pale, smooth, pink-tipped hard-on jutting proudly from beneath a generous jet-black bush the same colour as his eyebrows, with that little fuse of hair tracing a line from cock to navel that I'm so crazy about. I'm so impatient. I can't wait and I won't wait, and the sooner I see it, the less likely I am to be disappointed. But Ash wriggles away whenever my fingers make a play for his zipper, and he grabs my wrists, forces my hands on my breasts, and the two of us move as one, massaging and kneading my flesh. He's clearly mesmerized by my tits and buries his face in them. So I'm happy to make my cleavage the focus of attention in the taxi and save his cock for later. We speed through rainy London streets, the driver turning a blind eye to this tangle of limbs in the back of his cab. 15 minutes into the journey, I'm so stoked that frankly I could fuck Ash here and now at 40 miles an hour. It wouldn't be the first time. But the condoms are in my bag, and I'm not fumbling around for them in the dark, spoiling the moment.